Visitors to Uptown's Market Square will now find a new splash of colour in the atrium in the form of a mural by local artist Lisa Fries. Fries added the mural to the side of the escalators as part of Market Square's Creative Corner, which is a space for St Johners and visitors to the city to express themselves through art and words. Local 107.3 FM spoke with Fries about her artistic work on the mural and beyond, and the importance of art in public spaces to the community as a whole.
Market Square reached out to me and they were asking me if I was interested in painting a mural all along an escalator. So I love the challenge. I was definitely up for it. I designed everything, grabbed a whole bunch of different colors. I came down here and I just started painting away. And so the mural is about 12 feet by 7 feet. It's the entire escalator, so it's huge. There's an image of a lighthouse on the water, and the water has ocean waves going down, all different hues of blue. The idea with the escalator and why it says Creative Corner is that there's a big space here at the bottom where kids can do all their chalk artwork. They can write out their thoughts and feelings. It's a great space for kids to kind of unleash, you know, their creativity. And it's a really great contrast, like, to see those two things. Like, one, I had very fine lines throughout all the work, and then it just turns into the chaos of the kids' work, which is really fun. All different colors happening here. It's been an amazing project. I was so glad to be invited on for this and to help grow our uptown St. John area. Like, Market Square is doing so much work to bring a lot of life back into this mall. Over the 2 weekends while I was here, I saw so many different groups come together, like holding different events. So I'm really, really happy with what Market Square is doing here and that I got to be involved. So Market Square had a vision, and they sent me kind of a rough idea of what they wanted. And what I was able to do with that is, you know, take their basic idea that they had and really amplify it.
What was the process like in terms of getting it from your design actually onto the escalator?
So this is my first mural experience. That when I was approached with this project, I just kind of instinctively knew exactly how I was going to handle this from start to finish. So my first thing that I did was I came down and I took a picture of the entire space, and then that way I have a photo where I can draw the design right onto the photo of the escalator. I had some chalk and I chalked out all the lines, so I was able to chalk them out, see if I wanted to tweak anything, make adjustments as I went. It was a really smooth process, really, from start to finish, and my hand just guided me, really. I've been drawing my entire life. I am working on a children's book right now, and it's going to be about a mother bear and a baby bear. So I'm really excited to get that out there. It's all written. I'm just working on the drawings for it now, and I'm so excited to get that out. I think it's going to be a book that's going to do a lot of good for both children and guardians or teachers, just in a space that is going to help grow. And so that's a project I have on the go. I have some other ideas as well for different books. I do have a website, it's lisafries.com, to see more of my work, and if they'd like to reach out to me, if they have any ideas for mural work themselves, or just want to check out my artwork, feel free, and I'd love to hear from you. And I love this community and everything I'm able to give towards it with my creative skills.
Do you have something to say about why you feel like this kind of space is important for the public, for public art and for public creativity?
Well, even first thing that comes to mind is that even as I was working on this, so I was here for, it was quite a bit of time for me to paint this mural where it's such a large space. So I was here for quite a while. A lot of people got to see me in action working on it. And so many people would, you know, just, they had to tell me about how important they thought it was to be seeing spaces with color and adding pops of color to a city space, and just how important that is for us. I don't know, it just reminds us of like the magic of the world when we're walking around and then we see a pop of something creative, a pop of color. It just brings us back to, I think, who we are. You know how it's easy to get kind of lost up in all the day-to-day stuff and all the things that we have on our to-do list, but then when we see something of our creative nature and our creative selves, it just makes us stop and then remember, oh, like, this is kind of the spice of life. Like, this is what it's all about. It's so important to have these things. And as I'm looking at this wall, what it makes me think of why it's important for the city to have this is I can see how so many people came in here, and art is a way for us to process our lives and process all of our emotional selves that we have, that we need an outlet for. It's so important for us to have an outlet for our emotional lives. And so seeing the work of all these people, you can see that, yeah, so just a space where people can unleash, you know, their whatever they want to do. It's just so great. And it's so important, for sure.
If you have a tip, an idea, or a story you think the community should hear about, you can contact Local 107.3 FM at iona@cfmh.ca. This is Iona Coe for Local 107.3 FM and the Local Journalism Initiative.